Craig Christensen, the CEO of the Cheyenne Care Center. This is a beautiful chapel. It took a lot of folks to put this together, didn't it, Craig?
Yeah, this is the start of what I feel is really going to change Cheyenne Care Center. The chapel is beautiful space for worshiping. Like I said earlier, it's a new chapter for the residents here that live here. Already had tremendous amount of comments of how much it's liked. It does make a real difference in their lives. And being centrally located between the two buildings really makes it, you know, accessible to all.
On another note, you've got, this is all part of your new renovation. And are you about ready to open the new part of the renovation, or how's that coming?
We're in actually what is called phase two of our expansion. And phase two is basically going through the middle part of the building, what everybody is used to seeing, and actually redoing, knocking out walls, putting new roof and ceilings on. It will look very similar to the new expansion that we did on the north end of the first wing. So they'll actually start looking like more in the apartment line of things rather than a skilled nursing home. And that's what we were trying to capture, is that this is a place for our residents to call home. We try to make this their home as much as we possibly can, and we continue to strive to make it as comfortable as we possibly can for them.
When would the new portion be open, some of those apartments that you're talking about? Any estimated opening? Or?
We're hoping that it happens soon, but we're probably looking at another 10 to 12 months of construction going through. We not only have phase two to complete, then we go into what we're calling phase three, which is a remodeling, renovation of our third area, our third wing up there. Okay. And so when we are completed, we will have what I'm calling households. On the north end, we'll have 21 residents living in that household. And in the middle part, we'll have 21 residents living in that household. And the main purpose for that is, again, to make it a smaller community, make the caregivers that are there more stationary and working with those residents more regularly than trying to shuffle people all over the place. And sort of looking at different strategies of how we can not only recruit new people, new staff, but also to keep staff here. In a household, they become more of a team and working together as a team. So we're pretty excited about getting moving on that. So we want this construction to hurry up and get completed so that we can actually move into our next strategy of trying to build our households.
Would this be considered one of the largest facilities in the state after your phase one, two, and three are done?
We're a 170-bed facility, and that puts us right in the fourth, fifth largest in the state of North Dakota.
It does.
We serve quite a few people. We've got a staff of about 260 employees. A big program that we are excited about providing to the community and the people here, and we'll continue doing now with a brand new building.